Hi, gang. This is Bill Harley, and you are listening to The Children's Hour.
Growing up, I actually didn't know Ella Chickens. My dad had a huge record collection in our house, but it was all classical and jazz. But when I was in college, I started to sing for kids. And then when in my 20s, I realized singing for kids and telling stories was really what I was going to do. And then I started to pay attention. And I kind of found my way to Ella Jenkins' recordings. And I started to listen to them. And one of the things I learned from her and other people doing that right away was that a good song for kids has a good, simple melody that other people can sing and has also a strong sense of rhythm. And that was really, in some ways, Ella's strength. And also, it spoke to kids. And so I use that, you know. It was one of the things I learned from her. And it wasn't until years later that I actually saw her perform. And then I ended up doing some performances with her. And what I saw in her, in Ella right away, was that she treated young people with respect. And she expected something from kids. She knew that they had capabilities. And so she would often have all these kids come on stage, which is always really dangerous. And she would give them these rhythm instruments, and then she would expect them to play them, and they would. She really didn't take much nonsense. She sang some silly songs, like all of us do, but she was not silly herself, and she didn't condescend and dress up fancy, and she was just who she was. And it was that I think kids and people responded to. And I always had this feeling from Ella, because she brought all this world of music from all over the world to show to kids, saying, look, we all have these same things in common. And I always felt like when I heard or saw her sing a song, that you knew behind it there were 1,000 songs that she knew. So it was just like the tip of the iceberg of who Ella Jenkins was.
Once upon a time, there was a well-dressed man named Sam Slick'em Slack'em who lived in the world of Wick'em Wack'em. Now, Sam Slick'em Slack'em had a big black cat named Tom Tick'em Tack'em, and Tom Tick'em Tack'em lived in the world of Wick'em Wack'em. Well, Sam Slick'em Slack'em married a tiny, whiny wife named Mary Meek'em Mack'em Slack'em. And Mary Meek'em Mack'em Slack'em lived in the world of Wick'em Wack'em with her husband Sam Slick'em Slack'em and his big black cat Tom Tick'em Tack'em. Now, Mary Meek'em Mack'em Slack'em owned a smiling, speckled cow named Lulu Lick'em Lack'em. And Lulu Lick'em Lack'em lived in the world of Wick'em Wack'em. Well, Sam Slick'em Slack'em and his tiny, whiny wife Mary Meek'em Mack'em Slack'em had two teeny-weeny twins named Look-Like'em and Think-Like'em Slack'em. And Look-A-Like'em and Think-A-Like'em Slack'em lived in the world of Wick'em Wack'em with their father, Sam Slick'em Slack'em, and their mother, Mary Meek'em Mack'em Slack'em, and their father's big black cat, Tom Tick'em Tack'em, and their mother's smiling speckled cow, Lulu Lick'em Lack'em. Now, Sam Slick'em Slack'em and his family lived in a tall, cozy castle named Old Steep Stick'em Stack'em. And Old Steep Stick'em Stack'em was right in the center of the world of Wick'em Wack'em. Well, the Slick'em Slack'em family was greatly surrounded by numerous nosy neighbors named the Tittle-Tattums and the Chittum-Chattums. And the Tittle-Tattums and the Chittum-Chattums lived in the world of Wick'em Wack'em. Now, the Tittle-Tattums and the Chittum-Chattums were never very nice to the Slick'em Slack'ems, so the Tittle-Tattums and the Chittum-Chattums played jokes on the Slick'em Slack'ems, and the Tittle-Tattums and the Chittum-Chattums poked fun at the Slick'em Slack'ems, and the Tittle-Tattums and the Chittum-Chattums made up all kinds of stories about the Slick'em Slack'ems. So, Sam Slick'em Slack'em and his big black cat Tom Tick'em Tack'em and his tiny whiny wife Mary Meek'em Mack'em Slack'em and her smiling speckled cow Lulu Lick'em Lack'em and their two teeny weeny twins Look-A-Like'em and Think-A-Like'em Slack'em went into their tall cozy castle Old Steep Stick'em Stack'em and bolted the door and never ever came out again. But Sam Slick'em Slack'em and his big black cat Tom Tick'em Tack'em and his tiny whiny wife Mary Meek'em Mack'em Slack'em and her smiling speckled cow Lulu Lick'em Lack'em and their two teeny weeny twins Look-A-Like'em and Think-A-Like'em Slack'em had no need of anything in their tall cozy castle Old Steep Stick'em Stack'em because a long time ago, Sam Slick'em Slack'em knew a famous fun-loving magician named John Jump'em Jack'em, and he lived in the world of Wick'em Wack'em. Well, John Jump'em Jack'em had given Sam Slick'em Slack'em a marvelous musical magical bell called Never Ever Lack'em, and its ting-a-ling-ling could bring almost anything. So, Sam Sickum Sackum and his big black cat Tom Tickum Tackum and his tiny whiny wife Mary Meekum Mackum Sackum and her smiling speckled cow Lulu Lickum Lackum and their two teeny weeny twins Look Like Him and Think Like Him Sackum dwelled in peace and plenty in their tall cozy castle Old Steep Stickum Stackum in the world of Wickum Whackum. Huh!
Hidey, 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 hi.
Hidey, 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 hi.
Hoity, 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 ho.
Hoity, 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 ho. Heedy,
heedy, he.
Heedy, heedy, he.
Hoity, ho.
Hoity, ho.
Oh, yes, I know a man.
Yes, I know a man.
And the man that I know.
And the man that I know.
They call him the king.
They call him the king.
Of the hidey, ho.
Of the hidey, ho.
Hidey, 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 hi.
Hidey, 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 hi.
Hoity, 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 ho.
Hoity, 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 ho.
Heedy, he.
Heedy, he.
Hoity, ho.
Hoity, ho.
Yes, I know a man.
Yes, I know a man.
And the man that I know.
And the man that I know.
They call him the king.
They call him the king.
Of the hidey, ho.
Of the hidey, ho.
La 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 la.
La 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 la.
La 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 la.
La 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 la.
Da 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 da.
Da da da
da. Da da da.
Da da da.
Dee da da dum.
Dee da da dum.
Da 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 da.
Da 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 da.
Dee dee.
Dee dee.
Dee 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 dee
dee dee dee dee dee.
Hi hi.
Hi hi.
Holy ho.
Holy ho.
Yes, I know a man.
Yes, I know a man.
And the man that I know.
And the man that I know.
They call him the king.
They call him the king.
Of the hidey ho.
Of the hidey ho.
Hidey hidey hi.
Hidey hidey hi.
Hidey, hidey, ho.
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 That's Ella Jenkins from Jumbo and other call and response songs. Before that, an Ella Jenkins story told by Bill Harley. That's from a release called Celebration, a tribute to Ella Jenkins. And this is our tribute to Ella Jenkins here on the Children's Hour. You can find our website with links and photos and much more information at childrenshour.org. Look for Ella Jenkins. Ella Jenkins was a trailblazing musician. She was a beloved figure in children's music, known as the First Lady of Children's Music. She recorded 39 albums and introduced kids to the joy of singing and learning about different cultures. Her music featured themes of diversity, inclusion, and they often incorporated call and response, rhymes, and songs in multiple languages. Although she never had children of her own, her work touched the lives of countless kids around the world, leaving a legacy of joy and learning. She was born in St. Louis, Missouri on August 6, 1924, and she was raised on the south side of Chicago in a close-knit community. Her father died when she was young, and she was raised by her mother, a single parent, who worked tirelessly to support their family. Ella's love for music began in childhood, inspired by the sounds of gospel, jazz, and blues, and despite not having children, Ella dedicated her life to making the world better for young people through her music. She passed away at the age of 100 on November 9, 2024, but her legacy continues in classrooms and homes around the world where her music is still celebrated.
You'll sing a song, and I'll sing a song, and we'll sing a song together. You'll sing a song, and I'll sing a song, in warm or wintry weather.
You'll sing a song, and I'll sing a song, and we'll sing a song together. You'll sing a song, and I'll sing a song, in warm or wintry weather.
You'll play a tune,
and I'll play a tune, and we'll play a tune.
Yeah.
We're out of time for our Ella Jenkins special. Find our full playlist and more info at childrenshour.org. Look for Ella Jenkins. We'll catch you next time for another edition of The Children's Hour.
The Children's Hour is produced by The Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
This episode of The Children's Hour was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with production help from Sarah Gabrielli, Jackie Fulton, and Thaniel Lentz. Thanks to Tim Farron for the clips from his Ella Jenkins documentary, Sing a Song Together. Many thanks to Bami Parak and Linda Blanchard, whose special support made this show possible.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play The Children's Hour podcast.
We post our photos and more on Instagram and Facebook. Find us at TCH Radio.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to The Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.